At a ceremony at the State Department, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton underscored the administration's determination to defend the rights of women around the world.
We simply cannot solve the global problems confronting us, from a worldwide financial crisis to the risks of climate change to chronic hunger, disease, and poverty, that sap the energies and talents of hundreds of millions of people when half the world's population is left behind.
The remarks came at an event honoring 8 women who have displayed incredible courage in the fight for human rights in their homelands. They include women from Afghanistan, Guatemala, Iraq, Malaysia, and Niger. Others come from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Yemen. First Lady Michelle Obama told the gathering that they are an inspiration.
This is how real change occurs. One determined woman at a time. And change is coming.
Malaysian lawyer and human rights activist Umbiga Srinivasan spoke on behalf of all 8 recipients of the Secretary of State's Award for International Women of Courage.
Ours is a message of hope that something has been achieved despite the odds.
Earlier, President Barack Obama honored American women of accomplishment at the White House. He said the United States still has work to do to live up to the promise of true equality for women, especially in the area of equal pay. And he announced he is creating a White House panel to coordinate policy across the government affecting women and girls.
It's a council with a mission that dates back to our founding to fulfill the promise of our democracy for all our people.
He cited the women in his own life, a single mother who struggled to get an education while raising 2 children, a grandmother who could only go so far in her banking career because of her gender, and a wife who has struggled to balance work and family.
In so many ways, the stories of the women in my life reflect the broader story of women in this country, the story of both unyielding progress and also untapped potential.
The president has also named a new ambassador at large for international women's issues. She is Milan Verveer, who currently heads a nonprofit group that grooms women for leadership roles around the world. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.